Is daf pehei. We got to two lines down. The Gemara just said that there are three individuals who were great anavim, and they were Rebbe's father, who had referred to himself as simply a fox as opposed to a lion, as Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. And then he said Bnei Besera, the Yonason ben Shol. So where do we find that these three showed their tremendous anivus? So the Gemara says on the top of Pehei, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Hadamar, and we saw the story yesterday. Bnei Besera, the Amar Mar, Hoshivu Barosh, Uminu Lenasi Aleim. What's the Maisa? So look at Rashi in the top line here. Bnei Besera, B'Masechet Pesachim, Shayu Nasim. They were the Nasim in Eretz Yisrael. U'Bashul Shiro Lehillel, Shir Gadol B'Tor. They saw how great Hillel was. V'Ala Etzlam Mibavel, he came from Babel. Azu Nisius, and they stepped down. Uminu Nasi Aleim, and they, without a blink of an eye, they immediately pointed him, Hillel, as Nasi. And that showed the tremendous anivus. Gesundheit. Then the Gemara said, what about Yonasan ben Shaul and the Nevi'im? The Kamarlei le David. He says to David, you should be the king. I'll be the second in command. Even though his father was Shaul and he was Roy to Yorish at the Malchus, he was willing to give it up for David. So that's how we see that Yonasan ben Shaul was also a great enough. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know? Dilma Yonasan ben Shaul, Chazid Degar Alma Basar David. Maybe he just saw that they were following him, meaning he really wanted to be the king, but he had no choice. So they really preferred David, so that's why he gave in. And further, Bnei Besera Nami de Chazal Hillel de Adif Minayu. It wasn't because Bnei Besera were anavim, it was because they realized that Hillel was greater than them. That's not an Indian of anivus. Ella, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Vaday Anbusam Hava. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's case, there was no pressure, and that was certainly coming out of his own anivus. That was certainly an example of anivus. Not that the other ones weren't anivus, it just wasn't a foolproof raya. So then the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi, Chaviven Yisurin, the Yisurim are so dear to me. So Kabbalah Tleisa Shnei, he accepted upon himself 13 years of Yisurim. So Sheis B'Tzimirsa V'Sheva B'Tzafarna. So what does this mean? So the first 6 years was Tzimirsa, which Rashi said, where's the Rashi here? Aven Shibamakum K'tadim. He had like a kidney stone, it seems. And Tzipirna is a choli shebasoch hapeh v'shmo mushka. He had some mouth disorder. I don't know. Obviously, others say shiva b'tzmir. So maybe the first 7 years were kidney stones. V'shis b'tzafarna. And the other 6 years were that of this pain in the teeth and the mouth. So aharai the Bay Rebbe have a asir mishvur malka. The harayu, which Rashi explains, is shomer susan. The guy watching over the horses was wealthier than the shavur malka. And why? Because Rashi, look at Tosus on the top here. Tosus writes, there's only one Tosus here. Havi Asir Mishavar Malka Perish Mizaval Behemosav Sherevi. He's actually collecting all the manure. And Kadash Kachanami Beresh Draba. Zevel Behemosav Shel Yitzchak Velo Kaspo Vizavo Shel Avimelch. He'd rather be a worker, just a manure, picking up the manure for Revi, for Yitzchak Avinu, than to be a wealthy person. So he was wealthy. He was such a wealthy individual, but he wanted to serve Revi. So, Kad Hava Rami Kisza Lichyusa. When he put out the food for the horses, for the animal, have other kala betlasa mile. The sound of the horses were so loud, it traveled 3 mil. Have a machavin derami, tried to be machavin it, derami ba'ahushayit the oil Rebbe lebeis hakise. The moment the Rebbe would use the bathroom, he wanted to say, now have the horses be fed, so the horses' noises will be louder than Rebbe's pain he was going through in the beis hakise. Afil hachi, still nonetheless, Ma'aver le kala le kalayu. His voice, Rebbe's pain and screams in the bathroom, was greater than the sounds of the horses. Bishamile nachusayama, and those were traveling in the sea. The sailors heard it. A few halki, still nonetheless, even though that was pretty painful. Yisurei de Rebbe Elazar bar Shimon adifa mid Rebbe. From yesterday's daf, his yisurim of Rebbe Elazar, the son of Rebbe Shimon Yochai, was greater than that of Rebbe's. Why? How do we know this? Dilu Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon mahava ba'ov. They came with ava. They left with Ava. But the Rebbe, Aydei Maisa, they came through a certain Maisa, Aydei Maisa, and they left because of a Maisa, not because he really wanted them. Something else external happened that caused him, that punished him. So what was the Maisa? So Aydei Maisa, they came about because of a Maisa, Maihi, the Hahu Egla, the Havi Kamamte, Leil Shchita. There's a certain calf that was being taken out to be shechted. And also Tali Lereisha, Bekanfei, the Rebbe, and he was trying to hide its head in the coat of Rebbe. The kabachi, and the little calf was crying. Amar Leh, he says, Zil lecha, go, lechach natarta, you're created for to be shechted, go do your tafkid in this world. So they said in the based in Shalmala, hol velo kab merachim leisrela yisurim. So since you're not merachim on my brios, on my animals, my creations, you're going to have yisurim. So he didn't ask for it. It wasn't mi'ava. It came about because he was punished. And we see from here the union of being merachem, having mercy on animals. We find many stories of gedolim, such stories of their very, very, very rachmanus on animals.
What should have he done?
What should he have done?
Not
said. I could have said a different way, maybe, or maybe who knows here.
Va'idei
ma'isa halchu, and through ma'isa the yisurim left him. How? Yom Echad, the one day, have a kanchanseg amsa, the Rebbe Beisa. She was the amsa Rebbe, famous. She was a very famous maidservant of Rebbe. She was busy sweeping the house. Have a shadi bnei karkushta the kakansalu, and she had thrown a certain type of rodent that was there. Rashi says it was a bnei chulda, some weasel, a little baby weasels that were there, and she was gathering them together in the pile, the mess in the middle. She was sweeping away the room. Amrlasa, the Rebbe says to her, shavkinu, leave them alone. You're supposed to be have rachamim in all my children, all my creations. Samri. So then they said in based in Shalmala, hol merachim nirachim alayim. So since he was merachim in my bria, so I'm going to merachim in him. And then the yisurim left. Now kule shani yisuri de Rabbi Elazar, all the years of the pains that Rabbi Elazar was experiencing, lo shachem inish below zamna. No one died before his time. Kulashani Yisur di Rebbe, all the years of Rebbe's Yisurim, lo itzrech al malamitra, they didn't need rain. Dama Rabba by Rav Shila, kasha yoma de mitra ki yoma de dina, because the day that it's so powerful, so strong is the day that it rains, it's like the Yom HaDin. So there is no Yom HaDin during the days of Rebbe's Yisurim. Bamar Meymar says, ilam the tzarech lama by Rabban Rachman alay mevat lele. Had the world not needed in general, then we would have davened, the Chacham would have davened that there should never be any rain, because rain is such a bad thing. But we need it, so we can't daven that it shouldn't become. So still, nonetheless, afil hachi, even though it didn't rain all during the years of these Yisurim of Rebbe, ki ava akri pugla mimashra, when you have a kaima, bir mali maya, when they pull out some type of vegetable from the ground, there was a bira, a mali maya, there's a little pit, a little of water that's below the ground. So there's plenty of water in the ground, even though it didn't rain. So now, Ikla Rebbe Laaser de Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. One time, Rebbe visited the place of Rebbe Eliezer ben Shimon. Amar le Yeshlo ben Lo'osa Tzadik. Does that Tzadik, does Rebbe Elazar have any children left behind? So Amar le, they say, yeah, Yeshlo ben. V'chol zona shenis keres bishonim socharta bishmona. We have a ben, but he's such a beautiful individual that every zona that hires herself out for two will hire her to will hire him. Want to be with the son for 8 times. That's how much willing the zonas are willing to pay to be with his ben. So Asya asmechei b'Rebbe. So he found his son and he gave him smicha without knowing a thing. V'ashemei the Rebbe Shimon ben Isi ben Lakunya. Then he gave him over to Rebbe Shimon ben Isi, who was the achos de'ema, the sister of his mother, his aunt. Probably achidim it should probably be, right? The gears are changing, right? Okay, Achua, Deimat, his uncle. Kol Yoma Hava Amri Lekriasa Ana Izil. So every single day, he would say Lekriasa Ani Yaz. It was Lekriasa mean the Iri. I want to go back home to my city. I don't want to learn. Amr Lohem Chacham of the Yasach. I'm going to make you a Chacham. The Gul said the Hava Parshalech. I'm going to put a very nice golden clothing on you, suit on you. Rabbi Karulacha, and they're going to call you Rabbi. That Amr Lekriasa Ana Izil. You want to go back to the city where you're going to get nothing but garbage. So Amrullah, he says, Mume Azuva da Kiadil. So I want to leave behind my mum. Rashi says, Beshua Nechasazo. So I'm placing, making a shua. But Asha Allah, I'm not going to ask anymore to go back to the city. Now, Kigadil, when he got bigger, also Yasub Mimisifta, the Rebbe Shemaya, and he went to the Rebbe, rather. He went to the base medrash of Rebbe. And Rebbe heard Shama Lakali. He heard this sound coming from the base medrash. Amr Hai Kala Dami Lakali, the Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. This voice sounds just like Rebbe Elazar sounded. Amr Lei, he said, Brehu, this is his son. So Kari Aleh, so Rebbe said the pasuk, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, Ulokeach Nefashos Chacham. Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, the fruits of a Tzadik, of a living tree, Zer Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, that he grew up, he was a fruit of the Eitz Chaim, that he's able to develop into a Tzadik. Ulokeach Nefashos Chacham, person who could take a Nefesh and turn it into a Chacham, Zer that refers to Rebbe Yossi's Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Isi ben Lakunya, his uncle, who really taught him this way.
We saw Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's wife didn't she take his daughter to her father's house because she couldn't stand the Zisurim anymore. We can see that they had a son in that earlier story. She left
their daughter, yeah.
Where he died. She ran off with their daughter.
Their daughter, yeah. But doesn't mean they didn't have a son also. Right. Okay.
She may have left the son with him. He left.
Okay, well, he clearly wasn't learning. Rabbi Yossi wasn't learning at the time.
At that time.
Yeah, so he was... Anyway, so finally the Gemara says, Kinach Nafshe, when he died, when Rabbi Yossi died, Amtua Lamarta Davur. They brought him to his the kever of the Meron, of the Rashbi, and Rabbi Lazar. Hava Hadri Le Achna Lamarta, that same snake came back and protected the Ma'ara. And Amar Le, so the Chum said to this snake, Achna, Achna, Pasach Picha, open your mouth or let us in. The Yikanis Ben Etzio'av, let the father, rather let the son of Rabbi Yossi go to his father, Rabbi Lazar. But Pasach Lehu, the snake didn't move. Kesur Ma'am Lomar, the nation thought that Shezeh Gadol Mizeh, and because Rabbi Lazar was greater than Rabbi Yossi, the snake only moved for Rabbi Lazar when he needed to be buried, but not for Rabbi Yossi. Yad Sabaskal Vamra, Lomi Pnei Shezeh Gadol Mizeh, not because Rabbi Lazar was greater than Rabbi Yossi. Ela, Zeh Haya Betzar Mara, and Zeh Lo Haya Betzar Mara. What does that mean? Because Rabbi Lazar lived in Mara. He spent, what was it, 13 years in the Mara of Rashbi, like the Gemara and Shabbos tells us. They were living there together. So since he experienced the pains of living in a cave for many, many years, he was zochah to be buried in the cave. Rabbi Yossi never went through the tzaros of living in the cave, so he wasn't zochah to be in the same kever, the same Mara, as his father and his grandfather. Where is he buried? He must be buried somewhere near them, I'm guessing, Rabbi Yossi, probably. We'll have to pay attention. Now that we know the story, to pay attention next time you go there, Rabbi Yossi, there's Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar is there with Rashbi, they're in the Kever, in the Mara there. Rabbi Yossi probably somewhere outside of that, is my guess. Okay. Ikle Rabbi last with Rabbi Tarfon. Then Rabbi visited the city of Rabbi Tarfon after Rabbi Tarfon passed away. Amar Lahu, so he says to the people of the city, Yeshlo ben Osa Tzadik, does Rabbi Tarfon have a child here? Shemekapeach has banav, that he made a shvua, he always made shvuas against like things that happen to his children if he doesn't keep his word. So Amar Lo, so he said, yeah, Ben Eino, he doesn't have a son, but Ben Bas Yeshlo, he has a grandson from his daughter. The Chalzoner Shiniskeres Bishnaim, any zoner who hires herself out for two, so Harto, they hire him Bishmona for eight. That's how beautiful he was. So Asyu Lakame, they brought this grandson of Rabbi Tarfon forward. Amar Lo, so Rabbi says to him, E Hajis Bacha, if you do tshuva, Yahav Nilacha Barta, I give you my daughter. Hadar Beit, he did tshuva, and he married the daughter. So Ikadamri, others say Nasva, some say he actually married the daughter, Begirsha, and then he divorced her. Ikadamri, lo Nasva Kal, some say he never even married her, even though he was given the opportunity. Why? Kadeshul Yomru, Bishvil, Zu Chazerzet. So people shouldn't say he only converted because of Nisum, because he wanted to marry her. He wanted to people to realize it was actually Lishma, so he refused to marry her, or married and then divorced her. Lam Le Kuliai, why did Rebbe go to such great, such a great length to help these children and grandchildren of these great gedolim? So the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rava, Amar Yilei, others say Amar Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Yila, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol HaMelamed Es Ben Chaveir Torah, anybody who teaches his friend Torah, Zochav Yoshe B'Shiva Shemali, then you get the Zechus of learning in the base Medrash above. Shenemar, as it says, Im Tashuv V'Ashivcha, if you return, I will return you, Lefanai Tamid, you will be in front of me constantly. V'chol ha'melamed is ben am ha'aretz Torah, a person who teaches a am ha'aretz child Torah, afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer gzeira mevatla b'shvila. A person makes a gzeira for this kid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mevatla for the in the zechus of the person who wanted to teach him, who did teach him. Shenemar, as it says, v'im totza yakar mizolel, if you take a yakar, take something precious out of a family of zolel, of zilusa, of disgrace, of an am ha'aretz, kefisiya, like my mouth it will be, you're going to be able to be go mevatel my gzeiras. So Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nekol Shu Tam and Chacham of No Tam and Chacham, Uven Beno Tam and Chacham. We have three doros in a row of Tamidei Chachamim. Shuv Ein Ator Posek is Mizar Liolam, will never cease to exist. The learning in your family. Shneamar, it says, Vani Zos Brisi, Lo Yamushu Mipicha, Mipizaracha, Mipizarazarecha, Amar Hashem Meata V'Ad Olam. If you have three generations in a row, it's going to last Ad Olam of Tamidei Chachamim. So my Amar Hashem, what does it mean Amar Hashem? What's the use of that phrase there? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Ariv Lecha Bedavrta, I'm going to be the guarantor here that's going to happen. My Me'atav Adalam, from now until ever. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mikan Ve'elech HaTor Mechazer Sal Achsan Eshalah, he's always going to return. Meaning sometimes Ata, sometimes the children are off the Derech, but they're always going to, the Olam, they're always going to return back. They're not going to be every single generation, every single year. They're going to be those who go off the derech a little bit, but it'll always come back in full circle if you have three generations in a row of Tamidei Chachamim. So Rav Yosef, Yosef Arban Tanisa, Rav Yosef sat 40 fasts. Vakru, and he said, Le'amushu Mipicha, and they called from above, Le'amushu Mipicha, you're not going to, learning's going to continue to exist within you for the 40 fasts. You're not going to stop learning. Yosef Arbam Tanisa Achrin, he sat another 40 fasts. And then the pasuk, they quoted the pasuk from above, Akriyu, Lo Yamushu Mipicha Umpizaracha, from you and not from your children. Then Yosef Mea Tanis Achrina, he said another 100 fasts, and Achriu, then they read the whole pasuk. You have three generations. Because of the fasting, he was guaranteed to three generations of Talmidei Chachamim. So Amar, he says, Mikan ve'elach lo tzichana, I don't need to fast anymore, because the Torah mechazaris alachsan yishalah, because even if a great-great-grandchild goes off the derech, it always comes back, as the pasuk guarantees. Now Rabbi Zera, kisalak la'arad Yisrael, we know Rabbi Zera tried, he did successfully leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Mea Tanisa, he fasted 100 fasts to lishtakach gemara bavla mina, in order to forget the learning of the Bavli. So it shouldn't confuse him. Rabbi Zera felt that the learning of Bavel was a weaker, inferior form of learning than the Eretz Yisrael learning. So he fasted 100 days to forget it. These are one of the important gemaras when you're trying to compare which Torah was greater, Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel. He clearly thought that Bavel was weaker and he fasted.
The issue on the opposite.
Yeah, there's a whole other shir, but yeah. So then the Gemara says Yosef Mea Achrina. Then he fasted Rabbi Zeira another 100 fasts. The Lo Lishko Rabbi Elazar Bishnei, so that Rabbi Elazar shouldn't die in his lifetime. Why? V'nafen Ilave Milei Ditzibur, because then he's the next in line to be responsible as the God Ador. He didn't want that. So therefore, he fasted another 100 days. I don't know Lemaisa if it was successful or not. Then he fasted another 100 days. He had really had great kochos. The low nishla bay nur de Gehenim, that he shouldn't be affected by the fires of Gehenim. Called tlasin yoma, every 30 days have a baltik nafshi. He would test himself out whether he's protected from fire. So shagar tanur, he turned the fire on. Salak of Yosef begave, he'd sit inside the tanur. V'lohava shalte bay nur, and the fire wouldn't affect him. Yom Echad, one day, Yav Bey Rabbanan Eina, the Rabbanan looked at him, gave him an ayin hara. V'ichar choshake, and then his legs got burnt. V'karle, they called him katin charech shake. And Bezer was a very small man. That probably helped him. That's why he didn't eat much. He didn't grow much. So he fasted 300 days, at least according to the Gemara. So he was a short man, but they called him the Katan, the Charech Shaka, the small guy who has burnt legs. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ma'i Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Mi Ha'isha Chacham, V'yavnezos, who's the wise man who understands this? V'asher Diber Pi Hashem Elav, that the mouth of Hashem is towards him. V'yagidah will tell him, Ama Av Deharetz, for what was the land lost? So what does this pasuk mean? So the pasuk Yirmiyah means davar zeh, this thing. Amru chacham, and they said velo pirshu. They said this, but they didn't explain what this meant. Amru Navim said the same idea. Velo parshu, they didn't explain what that meant. Ad shepirshu kadosh baruch hu basma, kadosh baruch himself. That which would mean the pasuk says Amar Hashem. Hashem said, I'll tell you why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Why you were sent into Galus. He says shenemar v'yom Hashem al azvam es torasi, because you left my Torah. I should nasati lefnem, that I placed in front of you. What does that mean? Left the Torah. So Gemara explains, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, shelo birchu b'Torah b'tchila. You didn't say the bracha before learning. And they explain, of course, that they learned it as an intellectual pursuit. They didn't learn this as a davar shel kedusha. And for that reason, she'azves terasi, I should nasati lefnem. You didn't say the bracha beforehand, was the reason for ma'avda haaretz. Gemara now says, Amar Yehuda, my dichsib. What does the pasuk mean when it says belev navon tanuach? Chachma, in the heart of a navon, of a smart individual, there'll be chachma, will be present. Ubekarev ksilim, in the stomach of an idiot, toda, they'll tivada, you'll be known. There's some das inside the stomach of a ksil. So Gemara says, "Belev navon tanuach chachma." In the heart of a navon, there's going to be chachma, zetam chacham ben tam chacham, and ubekarev ksilim tivada zetam chacham ben amaretz. In the ksil, in Amaretz, there is some tivada, there's some das that's within that will, Tamar Chacham is going to emerge from this Amaretz. So Amar Ula says, Hainu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say, Astira Bilagina Kesh Kesh Karya. If there's some coin in an empty jug, you're going to hear it jingling back and forth. So that's the idea. If there's you'll notice if there's a Tamar Chacham coming out of Amaretz, it's going to be very noticeable. So Amar Le Rabbi Yirmi Le Rabbi Zeira, my dichsib, what does the pasuk mean when it says, this pasuk that appears in Eov, Katon v'gadol sham, there's a small and a big one there. Who v'eved chafshi me'odonav, an eved's going to be free from his master. Atu loya dinan de katon v'gadol sham hu. Of course, there are small people and big people in that place. So what does this mean? Alakola makdin atzma al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh nasa gadol l'olam haba. Person makes himself small in this world, he will become great in the world to come. B'chol ha'meisim atzma k'eved, a person makes himself an eved in this world, al divrei Torah, regards to learning b'olam hazeh in this world, nasa chafshi l'olam haba. He's going to be a free man enjoying all the schar in olam haba. Okay. Gemara now says, Reish Lakish have a mitzayin marasa the rabbanim. We find a few places in Shas where various amarayim would go around and try to find the mitzayin, where the kever of different tzaddikim were, in order that people, not even tzaddikim, anybody for that matter, so you know where the kohanim shouldn't walk. So, kimathilir marasa de Rechia il meminei. When he got to the cave of Rabbi Chia, he was lost. He couldn't figure it out. I don't know what type of magic or not magic, whatever type of kochos Reish Lakish used. He didn't have the kochos to find Rabbi Chia's kever. So Chalish Daita, he's very upset. He was insulted by this. He says, I'm such a great person. How could I not find Rabbi Chia's kever? So Amar, he said, Ribono Shalom lo pilpalti Torah kemosa. Did I not learn of great sharp learning like he? Yotze Baskel Amar, the heavenly voice said, Amar lo Torah kemosa pilpalti. You're right. But Torah kimosa lo rivatsta. You learned as sharp as he did, but you didn't spread Torah as much as he did. So that, for that reason, he's greater than you. Now we're going to tell a few stories about Rabbi Chia, how great he was. So when Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia had a fight, I'm not sure if it was constantly or when they had one particular fight, Amar le Rabbi Chanina le Rabbi Chia, Bahadei didi kamnatis, you're chas v'shalom. He said, Minatsa, you're fighting with me? Who do you think you are, Rabbi Chia? Chas v'shalom, mishtakcha Torah miyisrael. Chas v'shalom, if the Torah is lost from Klai Yisrael, mahajin alei mipipulei, I'm so sharp, I could figure everything out and rehabilitate everything. So Amar le Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia says to Rabbi Chanina, Bahada didi kamenatz, you're fighting with me? Me, Rabbi Chia, you're fighting with? Davdi le Torah delot shachach mi Yisrael. I'm going to set up so the Torah will never be forgotten. Won't have to even come to that point. Maya avinna, what'd he do? Azlina v'shadina kisna, he placed some flax seeds in the ground, he grew them, v'gadilna grew up, nishbe, and then he took it out, v'tadina tave, he made it into nishbe, into a trap, and caught tzadin, he caught tevi, tzvi, he caught deer, u'machilna basray liyasme, and he fed the deer tiyasomim, v'arichna megilta, and from the ore, from the hide, he made it into cloth, v'kasavna chamishe chumshe, he wrote the Sifrei Torah on them. Visalikne the masa, he'd bring it to a city. Umakrina chamisha yunuke v'chamisha chumshe. He would teach some children, five children, chamisha chumshe Torah. Umasnise shise yunuke shise side, and he'd teach six children the six siddharma mishnah. V'amar nelehu, I'd say to them, ad hadrona vasina, until I come back while I'm away for the next few months. Akri v'adade vasnu hadade. Teach each other mikra and teach each other mishnayos. Vavdi leila Torah delo tishachach misra. In this way, you're passing on the Mesorah, we can ensure that the Torah will not be forgotten. So, Hainu Damer, that's what they say, that Damer Rebbe would say, Kama gedolim maasei chaychia. How great are the actions of Rebbe Chia? So, Amar le Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi, Afilu Mimar. Even Mimar, what does that mean again?
Mimar, from you, greater than you.
Even greater from you, Rebbe? So, Amar le in Afilu me Abba, even greater than Abba, my father. Don't say that. Chas v'shalom, that's not true. Maybe greater than you, Rebbe, but not greater than your father. So Amar Rebbe Zeira Emesh yesterday, nearly Rebbe Yossi Birchanina. Last night I saw him in a dream. And Amar Tilo, so Rebbe Zeira said, when he saw Rebbe Yossi Birchanina rather, I said to him, Eitel mi ata takua, who are you established by? Who are you learning by up in the base Medrash Shel Mala? So Amar Li, he says, Eitel Rebbe Yochanan. I'm next to Rebbe Yochanan. This is what Rebbe Yossi said. Rabbi Yochanan etel me. Who's Rabbi Yochanan next to? Etel Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana etel me. Etel Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina etel me. Etel Rabbi Chia. So Amarti lo, I said, Rabbi Yochanan etel Rabbi Chia lo. Rabbi Yochanan is not next to Rabbi Chia. Amar lei, ba'asar dezukukin denura uv'urin de'asha man mile par nachva latamen. In a place where the zukukin, there's fire, and the fire is burning, could you allow bar nachva? Rabbi Yochanan was referred to as bar nachva, the son of a nachva. What do they say nachva is again? A blacksmith, the son of a blacksmith, there's no place for him to be so close to Rabbi Chia. So I'm not sure the significance of being the son of a blacksmith, but either way, we see Rabbi Chia was very, very high up on the totem pole in the base Medrash Shel Mala. Gemar then says, Amar Rav Chaviva, Ishtavi, Ishai li Rav Chaviva bar Sumaki. So one time he was having a discussion with Rav Chaviva, and Rav Chaviva with Rav Chaviva bar Sumaki, two different people. And Chazi Lei Hahum Rabbanan to have a Shchiach Eliyahu Gave. They saw some people, Rabbanan, who Eliyahu would really be Megal himself to frequently. To the Tzafra have a Shapir Ne'ina. In the morning they saw that their eyes were very clear. Ula Orsha, in the evening, Damin Kidemeklin Benura. Looks like they were burnt with fire. So Amri Lei, they said, Maihai, what's going on here? Amri Lei, he says to me, Damri Lei, Leliyahu, Achai Li Rabbanan, Kisalkul Mesifta Derekia. So he says, show me, I want to see the Talmid HaChachamim as they're traveling up to the base of Medrash. I want to see what's going on. So Amar Li, so Eliyahu says to me, Bekulo Matzis L'Estukule Bo. You can look at all them, but the bar, Miguhurko de Rabbi Chiyah, except for the cloak of Rabbi Chiyah, Lois Tistaka, but you can't look at him. He's too holy. So my Simana, how do I know Rabbi Chiyah, who he is? Bekulo Azli Malachi, all the other ones, the malachim are pushing them up the ladder. They need help getting there. Rabbi Chiya doesn't need any help from the malachim. He has no malachim surrounding him. He couldn't have self-control. He couldn't hold himself back. And after Kalpe, he looked at Rabbi Chiya. Also, Trey, Boti, Denura, two flames of fire came out. And they hit this person. And they caused him to go blind. Lamacha the next day, Azli Ashtachi Amarasa, he lied down on top of the kever of Rabbi Chiya. Amina Masnisa Demar Masisa Vaatse. He started to learn the brises and tosefes of Rabbi Chiya, and he started to get his eyesight back slowly but surely. They bring a ride from this Gemara. There's a big Indian to learn the Svarim and the Chidushim of the Tzadikim, especially when you're next to the kever, learn a piece from them based on this Gemara here. Okay.
It's not like Chavis, it's a Legla Rush.
Yeah, when you're being Mekayim the Dvarav, there's no issue of Log L'Rush. The same idea, you ask, how could you ever daven? How could you daven at Mars Machpela right there? And certain places are Davar Shepa Kedusha. We say Kaddish Osa, we say Kaddish at Beis Kfaros. It was funny, I was asked to do a Levaya this past summer. We have time for this story. So I did a Levaya, it was someplace in Paramus, it was a rainy day, it was barely had a minion. I had someone from Frisch get some guys to make the minion. And then someone didn't tell me, there's another guy, someone, a distant relative, who showed up also, an elderly man, 85 years old or so. And so the wife came over to me and says, I'm letting you know that my husband's doing the Levaya. I said, just whatever you want. Tell me what you want me to do. I'll do the rest for you. So I said, okay, you could take care of like bringing the kever, the mason, but he's doing all the different speaking. I said, I'm happy not to do it. So then we did the kvura, we buried everything, and it came for Kaddish. So he said, okay, now we're going to do it outside. We do outside the base kfaros to do the Kaddish.
He said, not by the
base. He said, okay, whatever you want, whatever your minog is. So the lady who's like, didn't like me, she comes. His wife says over to me, she says, you know, we don't daven, Lord Rosh, we don't daven in front of the base kfaros. We don't do it here, we do it outside. And afterwards, she came over to me, after everything was over, she says, now you're supposed to wash your hands when you leave the base kfaros. That was just a whole funny thing. Okay. Anyway, so you're right. Normally there is an issue with Loig L'Rush, but there's certain things in practice that we do in Mace Kfaros when it's supposed to be a tikkun for the Mace. Exactly. Saying a Hesped, people speak in front of it. If it's a Hesped, it's a toilet for the Mace, you're allowed to. Okay. Mars Eliyahu Havashchiach B'Mesifta D'Rebbe. So Eliyahu was oftentimes in the base medrash of Rebbe. Yom Echad, one day, Reish Yarcha Hava, it was a Rosh Chodesh. Anaga Lev La'asa. So they were waiting and waiting, and Eliyahu Navi never came. So Amar Lei says, my time Anaga Lei, why are you so late, Lamar? Amar Lei, Ado Kimna La'Avram, U'Masini Yode, Mashini Yode, Matle. I had to wake up Avram first and wash his hands, and then he had to daven. And then Maginu Lei, and he go back to sleep. And then Chayin Yitzhak, Chayin Yaakov, I had a big day. The davening was a little longer today. I couldn't make it in time. So then he says, Lok Minu Bahadeh Hadadeh, why don't you wake them up all at the same time? They're all in the same town, right? They live together. So, Savri Takvi Rachme, U'maisei L'Mashiach B'lozameh, I'm concerned if I do wake them up together, their tefillah is going to be so powerful, they're going to bring Mashiach B'lozmane. What's a bad thing? I don't know. He didn't want Mashiach to come B'lozmane. So Amar Lei says, V'yesh Dugmasin B'olm Hazeh. He wanted to know, is there, Rebbe asked Eliyahu Navi, is there someone in this world who is that powerful, who has such a koach atfila? So he says, yeah, there actually is. Amar Lei Ika, Rabbi Chiya Ubanov. Rabbi Chiya and his children have such a koach of davening. So Gazer, Rabbi Tanisa, Tanisa. So he was Gozer Tainis. So they had a Tainis set up for the day, didn't say why. And Achtinil Rabbi Chiya Ubanov, he grabbed together Rabbi Chiya and all his children, his whole family, and they started to daven. Amar Masha Ruach. The moment they said Mesher Ruach for the Tzibor, the wind came. And then Amar Morid HaGeshem, and then have it rain, and then Asa Mitzvah, the rain came. Kimat Lememar Michai Mesim, when about to say Michai Mesim, so Rogosh Alma, the world started to tremble, and Amar Berkiah, they set up in Shemai, Man Gala Razab Alma, who told the secret to the world that Rabbi Chiya and Barav are so powerful? So Amar Eliyahu, they said, they threw him under the bus, they said, Eliyahu Navi did. They brought Eliyahu forward. They lashed him with 60 lashes of fire. We have other Gemaras where Eliyahu got lashed a few different times in Shas. This is one of the places he gets lashed with whips of fire. And also it may lay kaduva dinur. So now in the base medrash, a fire-looking bear came down al binayu v'tardinu and threw everybody off. And they never said mechai mesim. And then they were taken away. Oh, that was the end of the mice. So Tos asks an interesting question. Look at Tos on the top here. Ki mati lemeimar mechai mesim ragish alma. When they were about to say mechai mesim, the world started to tremble. So afa gav diika nami mechai mesim mekami masher ruach. We say, what do you mean? Atag yibur lo mashem mechai mesim atar av loshia. Then we say masher ruach. So didn't he already say mechai mesim first? So what's the Gemara talking about? The nusach is completely different. So Amar Rabbeinu Tam mishum de mechias mesim lo havi elai de tal. The first mention of Mechai Mesim isn't really a tefillah, just a mentioning of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once you mention Mashi Rochim Nagashim, Mechal Kechai Mechesim, Mechai Mesim, it's Mechai Mesim that comes after the rain, after the tal, that was the Iker Mechai Mesim, that's when they got concerned. Alternatively, Tosu suggests, V'yodi Yishlomar, Dibi Meshiv HaRuach, Mashi Rochim Nagashim, Nashu Zeik of Asa Mitra, Mishum Zeh Iker Tfiyat HaRuach, Vageshim Shibar Brachazu. About Tchias Mesim, Ikara Hi Bibi Chasim Asa. The Iker Bracha, the real Bakash is at the end, the last line is when it was. So that deals with the Nusach. Oh, fine. Let's go. Last few. It wasn't.
See again. It wasn't this man.
What do you mean? It wasn't this man?
He said, had I woken up by Yitzchak Yaakov together, it would have been Mashiach, but it wasn't this man. Here,
yeah, certainly.
Had it been, it would
certainly
have,
not. It we're still here now. There's a Mashiach, so certainly it wasn't this man then. So then the Gemara says the last few lines of the Amud Beis here. Shmuel Yarchina. He was an astrologer, and Asya he knew the Yerech. Asya the Rebbe, he would oftentimes, he was a doctor of Rebbe, and have a chalash Rebbe be'enai, and one time Rebbe's eyes were bothering him. Amalei, imlei lach sama, let me put some eye drops or something in your eyes. Amalei lo yachilna, it's too painful, I can't. So then he says, Asher lecha misharta, let me put it on the outside of the eyelids, and this way it'll seep in. So Rebbe says, Amalei lo yachilna, I can't, it's too painful. Have a mosiv lei begufsa desamne, tosei be'sadya, he placed some type of, bag or I don't know, glass of potion,
the tube
of potion of medicine underneath his head, under his pillow. Vitz, and through that it wasn't direct. It was slowly seeped in through the back of his head, and it helped his eyes. He got better. Have a comment, sire, Rabbi Lemismichay, lo have mistai milsa. So Rabbi very much wanted to make him give him a smicha. Rashi says, have him last two Rashi's on the page here, have him mitzar Rebbe lemismicha tarachu mesasek l'somch, wanted to give him smicha. Lefisha chacham baki hayakokach, he's a baki in astrology, he's a baki in limanat Torah. This is Shmuel. So lahava mistaya milsi wasn't successful. Rashi says shayisa hasha mitarefes. Every time he had to, something crazy happened, and just he couldn't finish the job. Aloha yu chachamim nasafim, or maybe he couldn't get the chachamim together to give him a smicha. So he was unsuccessful. So Rebbe was very bothered by this. Amrlei, so Shmuel says to him to make him happy, lo nitzdar mar, don't be so troubled by this. Mar lididi chazili sifra d'adam harishon, I saw the sefer adam harishon, whatever that means exactly, and ksib beit written in it, Shmuel Yarchina has my name, it's Shmuel the Yarchina, the astrologer, the doctor, chacham yiskari, v'rebi lo yiskari, he's going to be called a chacham, but he won't be called a rebbe. And it also says that Rebbe is going to be healed through the hands of Shmuel, through me. So I wasn't zoche, I wasn't destined to be get smicha, so don't be so troubled by this. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and we'll continue stories tomorrow.